Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Dr. Herford, for being a guest on the Lincoln Radio program. Dr. Herford, you're the Vice President of Behavioral Health for the UPMC Insurance Services and a whole lot of other things. You're very well credentialed in the topic we're going to talk about. Let's start with something very basic. What defines mental health illness?
Well, thanks so much for having me back, Joe. Mental health is really something that we should all be very familiar with because it impacts so many aspects of our life. And it really refers to our emotional health and well-being. But it has so many impacts on how we work and play and everything. It can affect everything from our energy level to our sleep. So it covers really a range of everything from our human emotions to also how we think, concentrate, remember, and perceive the world around us.
I developed a philosophy, I guess, a while ago that we're all dished certain things in life, and it's up to us to figure out how we want to respond to them and what we want to do with them. If it's a tough thing in life, you can feel like a victim, or you can feel like I'm strong and I'm going to get through this. It seems like watching the world around us today, there's just so much issue about mental health illness that it's just overwhelming. What are you finding out there? I mean, we watch television and see all the crazy stuff going on, and in your practice and in your community, what are you finding out there with the prevalence of some very serious mental health issues?
Certainly coming out of the COVID pandemic, we experienced, I think, kind of all of us and part of our society, a collective trauma of sorts. We all went through this really difficult experience. But one of the silver linings was that it got people talking, I think, a lot more openly about their own mental health. And that's really a positive thing. And so while it's true, we're certainly seeing an increase in demand for mental health treatment services. People are more likely to get care, whether that's virtually or in a clinic. And that may reflect that some people are experiencing more stress, more anxiety, more depression. It's also probably related to the fact that we've got more people feeling comfortable asking for that treatment, asking for that help. You know, historically, we've known that most people who have an addiction or a mental health challenge never get treatment for those conditions. And that's despite the fact that almost one in four Americans will experience some form of a mental health condition in their lives. And so the fact that more people are getting care, that we're talking more openly as a community and as a culture about it, I think it's a positive thing because there are some really effective treatments out there, not just medications, but also psychotherapy, talk therapy, and even a bunch of things that don't require going to a therapist or a doctor at all, things that you can do on your own, like exercise, meditation, getting good sleep that can have a significantly positive impact on your mental health.
But it seems to me as I'm aging, I see people and I chat with people who we have some of the common traits that might define some of what you just described, but nobody feels like they need to get a consultant or a psychologist or a therapist. Everybody else is crazy, but not me. Do you find that?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. But, you know, I think the same is true of our physical health, right? I mean, plenty of people will have a little problem with their knee or maybe their back bothers them and they'll say, well, it's nothing I need to go see a doctor for. It's just part of getting old, or this is like a sports injury, or this is just my trip knee. And that really is an individual choice. But in the same way that we have all sorts of treatment like physical therapy and other things that might be helpful for that physical condition, we also have lots of great treatments available for that mental health condition. And so ultimately, it really comes down to that individual choice. Is this thing that I'm worrying about, or is this problem with my mood, or the fact that I think I'm maybe drinking more than I want to be, is that interfering with the things that make me most happy in life, like my relationships or my work or my ability just to enjoy my hobbies? It's when it starts to really interfere with those other aspects of living a full and meaningful life that we should either think about or consider asking for some professional help.
This is Joe Geiger on the Lincoln Radio program, and my guest today is Dr. Matthew Herford, who's the Vice President of Behavioral Health at UPMC Insurance Services, and a whole lot of other things. Dr. Herford, this month, It's going to be National Mental Health Awareness Month. What's the focus of that designation, and what are we trying to achieve?
Well, as a country, we've been observing Mental Health Awareness Month ever since 1948, and it's every year. It's a great opportunity for us to have a national conversation about the critically important role that mental health plays in our whole health and wellness. And while we at UPMC feel that mental health is important every month of the year, May is a unique opportunity to really engage with people about their mental health, getting them to talk more openly about what they're experiencing and what they're going through. This year's theme for Mental Health Awareness Month from the organization Mental Health America is putting awareness into action. And I think that's really timely, because we were talking earlier about the fact that more people now are talking openly and publicly about mental health. So that's raising awareness, which is really positive. But unless that actually translates into positive steps that people take for, you know, their own mental well-being or that of somebody they care about, it's just talk.
I agree with that totally. There's a saying that knowledge is power, but I contest that. I say that knowledge isn't power. Action is power. And you can find out a whole lot of things if you put yourself into action and collect them that would have never occurred to you at the front end of it.
Absolutely. And so this is a great time, use Mental Health Awareness Month, to maybe reach out to a loved one that you notice has been struggling. Maybe they've gone through a recent loss, change in career, end of a relationship, something like that. And ask the question, hey, how are you doing? And educate yourself about what the resources are in your community. If you're a UPMC Health Plan member, you can go to our website or call the number on the back of your card. That's true for most people, whether they're on Medicaid, Medicare, or commercial insurance. And do the same for yourself. You know, check in, ask yourself how you're feeling. You get a physical health checkup every year, but there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing mental health checkups as well.
How do you recognize issues in mental health? Sometimes they're just so out there that might not be mental health. It just might be that someone's a little different in how they approach things. When do you step in and suggest to someone, you know, maybe we ought to go see somebody?
Well, this is a great question and one that gets asked a lot. And what I'd say is it's always better to err on the side of concern. And if you're reaching out to somebody and asking how they're doing and doing it from a place of caring, it's really hard to go wrong. But what most professionals will say is that it's when those stressors or when that problem starts to interfere with your ability to function in life. And so that could impact things, again, like your appetite, your sleep, your energy level, your concentration, and not just for a couple of days. We all have those ups and downs in life. That's totally normal. And some days are more stressful than others. That's just part of being human. But when it lasts for weeks, and really starts to just interfere with your ability to lead your life, then that's probably a signal that this might be something more than just the normal ups and downs.
As we get older, a lot of us use age as an excuse. I forgot where I put my keys. I forget why I walked into the kitchen. I forgot why I got up this morning. You know, it's one of those things. But can some of that just be age, or is it really a signal that we need to find a strategy to work through that?
Absolutely. Well, and in the same way that we don't expect people to be orthopedic surgeons and know whether that pain in their back is just a normal sign of wear and tear or might be something else, we shouldn't expect people to be psychiatrists or psychologists if they're not trained that way. And so it's okay to just recognize that you're not feeling as good or as happy or as well as you would like, and asking for help or even just having an evaluation can go a long way in helping to really start the ball rolling towards a happier and healthier life.
Dr. Herford, you're a real treasure of information in this field. This is Joe Geiger in the Lincoln Radio Program. My guest is Dr. Matthew Herford. Dr. Herford, if somebody listening to this program would like to touch base with you for whatever, how can they find you?
I work for UPMC Health Plan. My information is online. I am also on various social media. And what I encourage folks to do is if they are interested in getting care or getting treatment, you know, talk with your primary care doctor, or if you have a relationship with a therapist, reach out May is a great time of year for people to take that step.
Gosh, I appreciate you being a guest on the program again. Thank you for being that person out there that cares about what people go through and help them. Good to have you. Back to you, Loman.